Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation on the Man with the Mic, Kyle. Welcome to the program, folks. Today on the conversation, I will get into Jeff Sessions. He is, I love Jeff Sessions. I'm glad we have him. I'm going to get into Senator Tim Scott, who read a bunch of vicious tweets he received because he supports Jeff Sessions, who's supposedly some sort of racist. There's actually a lady out there who was born in Nazi Germany who says that the protesters are more like, and these professors in these liberal universities are more like Hitler than Trump is. It's the truth. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my wife's word for it. Don't take Fox News's word for it. Take the word of a lady who lived through Hitler. Also, I want to get into the Supreme Court nominee, Trump. He lashes out at him, Gorsuch, because of this travel ban when Trump is in the right. I don't know how this court actually can go after Trump when he's got legal precedent. I'll get into it because I talked about that last Tuesday. I want to get into Iran is firing more missiles. And of course, if we do anything to fight back or to say enough's enough, guess what's going to happen? Oh, here's another Republican going to war again, you know, just like always. Okay, well, I think we need to just have what we need to do. Take all you liberals and just move you to California. And we can tell Iran to bomb you guys. Yep. That much, much more. So welcome to the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And Proverbs 10, people who accept discipline are on the pathway to life, but those who ignore correction will go astray. Think about it as you're going through your day to day. And if you're out there, just say a prayer for me. I think I got something in September and it's not, I've gotten rid of like 80% of it, 90% of it with an antibiotic, and then bam, it comes back. And it seems like I've never gotten fully rid of it. So, and I've tried oil of oregano. So if anyone's got any idea out there, I've tried Airborne. I've tried Emergency, oil of oregano I'm using. I still use that because that seems to help some. But I don't know. It's just, I know a bunch of people like where I live and in my area. I have friends that like, that have been so sick that they finally said, okay, I'm checking myself into the ER until they figure out, because I've had like I've been on like 6 antibiotics and I can't get rid of whatever I have. But, you know, it's just one of those things. But we carry on, folks, because we're Americans. We don't just lie back and wait for the government to fix itself. If like I told you this past Tuesday, Trump has law on his side that basically states that he has the right to protect Americans. And to keep, he can ban any group of people or an area of people that he feels is an endangerment to Americans. So if I feel endangered, you know, Section 212F of the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1952 basically states he has the executive power to say, okay, I deem these people a threat to me. I do not want them in this country. I'm banning them from allowing them into this country. And they're like, no, you're not going to ban anyone. We're going to put an injunction. We're going to sue you. We're going to go to the courts. I don't know how they can get away with that. And if any liberals are out there listening, let me just say this. Go to France. Go to Germany. Go to Spain. They are praising Obama. No, they're not. They're praising Trump for this ban. I had to do a little Nancy Pelosi, you know, that little, oh, whoops. Yep, we can't work with George Bush. I just had to do a see. Make sure you're paying. My mom does that all the time. She'll like be talking to me and just out of nowhere, she'll start talking about Bigfoot or aliens to make sure I'm paying attention. I'm like, what the heck? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I have no idea. But anyways, they're praising Trump for what he's doing. Look at what happened in Nice. Look at what happened in Paris and the attacks in Germany. They're praising that someone's stepping up and saying, keep those immigrants out of there. They don't want them. Oh, but you liberals want them. What I think Trump needs to do is he should let these immigrants in here, but put an executive order that you have to take them, on the protesters, anyone that's a registered Democrat. There you go. No, we're not banning them. We're letting them come in here. You have to take care of them. You have to feed them. You have to pay for them. Good luck. Have fun with that. Guys, isn't it funny how all these countries, like England, is saying, screw you, UN. We don't want this travel ban. We want this travel ban in France. Are you Americans stupid? Do you realize what happened in Paris? And that was due to allowing immigrants into that country that are refugees. It's not a Muslim ban, it's a refugee ban. If you want to do a true Muslim ban, you better add about 40 countries onto that list. I just love the hypocrisy where they have all these gay and lesbian. I support the gay and lesbian community. I have no problem with them. But, yeah. But my point is, they support people that want to kill them. Well, 100%, just like, well, see, it's not like there's, see, what people don't understand about Muslims is it's not like, okay, well, the good portion of Muslims will eat bacon. It's just those radicals that don't eat bacon. No, none of them eat bacon. None of them support gays or lesbians. It's wrong. It's just about 289 million, about 53%, that believe in stoning and killing and, you know, taking you and putting a blindfold on you with your hands tied behind your back and throwing you off a four-story building. And if you don't get hurt enough to where you're going to die from injuries, they do it again. That's who you want to bring in here. That's who you're supporting. No, I mean, this is what gets me is this is not a left or right issue. This is not like, well, oh, I'm just a Democrat that I love people. And he's just an evil, greedy millionaire Republican that doesn't want to help people. I support helping them. Let's help them build it. Let's help them build their country up. Let's help them fight ISIS so that they can stay where they want. You know, it's not like I'm going to Canada. I'm staying here to make America better. Why don't Mexicans stay in Mexico and try to make their country better and try to do something? How many Obama people did you ever hear say that I hope and pray I can be worthy of the trust you've given me? Jeff Sessions has. And you want to know who said good things about him? Loretta Scott King, niece of Martin Luther King. Oh, but I mean, he's just, well, if you really want to talk about racists, let's talk about Hillary Clinton, I've never heard her come out and say, yeah, I was a Goldwater girl. I was a supporter of Barry Goldwater, and he wanted to get rid of the Civil Rights Act in 1964, and he wanted to resegregate America. But I, yeah, back then, yes, but not now. I don't agree with that. No, that's not me. No, she hasn't done that. I'm proud to be a Goldwater girl. I was proud. Really? Proud to be a Goldwater girl. You know, most ex-KKK members say, yeah, I was one, but, you know, I don't support it now. I don't know what I was thinking. They disavow it. It's kind of like, oh, it's like that's a part of my history I don't want to talk about. Not Clinton. Oh, heck yeah, I was a, oh yeah, man, I wanted to resegregate America. I was getting ready to start spray painting white and black on the bathrooms. That's Hitler-y, you know. Tim Scott, who's a black guy, has gotten threatening tweets. He's actually had like people threatening him because he's coming out and talking and supporting Jeff Sessions. Gee. All these poor black people that vote Democrat and they're still poor. You know? Yep. I mean, when are these blacks going to realize that they're worse off now than they were before? If they look at their statements, and if they have a job, look at their statements before and after. I guarantee you, you're worse off now than you were. And of course, they blame that on the 2 weeks Trump's been in office. No, they blame Bush because they forget that he's not in office anymore. See, they still blame Bush for everything because they don't realize that he's not president. But hey, what do you know? I mean, we're going to court over this. Trump's he has the authority to do this. He has the authority to do this. So I don't know how they can and how the courts can. And I hope that travel ban is only for Washington State. I hope it has nothing to do with, like, America. I hope, like, the rest of America, that travel ban's in full effect. We are a nation of laws. Those laws apply to everyone in our country, and that includes the President of the United States. And that's that a guy reacting to the travel ban and all this stuff and how they've kept it banned, and I'm like, yeah, the laws apply to everyone, including the president, and he's following the law. Everybody's, even Obama used that same law to, and I honestly think it'll get overturned. But in the meanwhile, they're going to get as many millions of people over here as they can. Because remember, folks, they don't want our they want Sharia law. They don't want our democracy. They don't believe in music. 90% of the way we live, they don't agree with. And it's funny how feminists march for these people when you're about as high on the totem pole to those guys over there as the crap in the kitty litter. But hey, you know. If you wanna march and protest and support someone that thinks of women about as much as they do the crap in their toilet, then go right ahead. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't wanna go to war. No one does. But Iran keeps shooting off missiles in defiance. And I guarantee you, if we have to go to war against Iran, you're going to hear 100%, here we go again, another Republican, another war. I'm sorry. I lost someone on 9/11. I don't want to play catch up. I don't want to say, okay, now what do we do? Because, you know, we had a van full of explosives going to the Lucas Oil Stadium and kill 10,000 people. I don't want that. I want to stop it beforehand. I don't want to, okay, a bank doesn't sit there and say, okay, we're going to have no safes in place. We're not going to have any security. And until we get robbed, then we're going to figure out what we're going to do. No, they have a almost impenetrable safe. They have security cameras everywhere before they open. They don't wait till they get attacked to do something. They do it before.
And 24/7, even when they're closed.
Yeah, when they're closed. And a lot of those banks have vaults with timings So, like, even if you can break in, they make them so that they're almost impossible to get in, except for during bank hours. Because the people that have robbed pharmacies, now narcotics are in time-delayed safes that they cannot be opened except for in certain hours. Yeah, when they're not there, you don't need to have that open. I don't get this world. I don't get a world where they, well, because for some reason, there are people that believe that, oh, well, 99.999% of those Muslims are just wonderful, just great. They're not going to hurt us. Okay. No, what Trump needs, what they need to do is, Trump needs to say, okay, bring these refugees over here. Who's going to be responsible when they attack? Not if they attack, but when. And if you don't believe me that it's not a matter of if, but when, just look at all these other countries where they've had attacks and they've had bombings. Okay, there's like probably 300 plus million that want their lifestyle in the whole world that they don't want to have. They want Sharia law everywhere, in every nation, every person being Muslim. And that even means you atheists, you know, people that don't believe in God. Yeah, you're going to have to believe. Because, you know, they believe in Allah. Allah Akbar is, God is great. Well, you're going to have to start believing in a God named Allah, because if these refugees try to come here and try to turn this into a Sharia law nation, that's what you're going to have to believe. So, I mean, I'm just, you got to be open and honest, because they don't, oh, we got to let these people see what's going on. It's like the Church of Scientology, where, oh, yeah, you can believe whatever you want. Yeah, we have, I'm a Christian, and I'm a, no, once you get in, the reality is, you believe in Scientology. There is no Jewish Scientologist. There is no Methodist Scientologist. There is no Catholic Scientologist. You're the Scientologist or you're not. They don't allow. They may say on the outside that, oh, you can believe whatever you want. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff that's free. No. Yeah, you can do all kinds of things that are free, but if you want to move up the ladder and get to OT9 or OT8 or whatever, you have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. Talk to those people that have been in the church. Okay, see this? This right here, this is Dianetics. I got about 25 copies. They just have a different cover on them, and they're printed a different year, but I had to buy them. Church told me I had to. Said they're different. I can sit there. I've taken this to a computer lab, and they analyze these things, and they're 199% word for word except for the cover and the print year. But the actual information that has any relevance to Scientology is 100% exactly the same. You're not going to learn anything more. You're not going to get to a higher OT level by reading 5th printing, 1984. But, you know, okay, these people that are in, these Muslims, you're a Muslim or you're not. There is no, you know, and if you're not, then you don't exist. I don't know what it's going to take. And there is no such thing as gays. I don't know what it's going to take to get through these people's head that are like gay and lesbian and transgender that are like, yay, we need to get these Muslims here, all right? It's sad I got to harp on this stuff, but people really don't get it. I mean, I guess, and I don't know if I talked about this, but I mean, if you got kids, this part of the show, I don't really want to have kids hear this, but I guess, like, when you have gays and lesbians and they're supporting a group of people that hate them, I guess I don't understand this. I don't like Subway. Sorry. I have a problem with Penn State now. I would have loved, I'd be praising Subway if they would have said, okay, yeah, we believe Jared's doing something with young little girls, you know, underage girls, and we have fired him, and we're having police do an investigation into him. No, they covered up like they're going to be like, oh, if we're seen as we hired a molester, Lord help us, we're gonna have it's going to look bad on us. No, I think it would look good on you if you said, hey, we believe. Well, I think that Jerry Sandusky is doing something wrong. We need to suspend him and do a full investigation. I would praise Penn State for doing that. No, Joe Paterno did what he was supposed to do, and he went to his superiors, and the superiors thought, oh, it's gonna ruin our reputation that we have something like this. We need to kind of cover it up and just act like it's just going to go away on its own. Why didn't they sit there and say, hey, I think we got a child molester. We need to sit there and suspend him and do a full-fledged investigation. Why do all these companies feel like if they've hired someone to be a spokesman or a coach or something, and you find out later that he's having inappropriate relations with young little kids, that you're going to be, that it's going to make you look bad if you suspend him or terminate him and do an investigation on him to see instead of try to cover it up? I don't get that. Explain it to me how Subway feels like they're going to be looked at. They didn't know when they hired him that he was going to be doing this. But to me, I'd be saying, hey, look at what they, I'll eat there. They're standing up for these kids. To me, it looks like they weren't, because there's evidence that they knew about it. And they just kind of, that just, it'll go off well on its own. And, you know, it's like that. I don't understand. I guess I just like these gays and lesbians and feminists that are supporting these Muslim immigrants and these refugees into this country. Okay. The cow dung coming out of the cow's rear end is seen as more highly than a woman. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't understand how a company can say, well, you know what? What we're going to do here is we're just going to try to cover this stuff up. And hopefully it just goes away. I don't know how they think that's going to make their company look better than calling the guy out. Yeah, we hired this guy. He seemed great. But now we're finding out he's Chester the molester. And we're going to do something about it. We're turning him in for an investigation. He's no longer getting paid. And if the investigation comes back that he ain't doing anything inappropriate, we'll apologize and he can have his job back or whatever. But, you know, for the safety of the kids, we need to make sure that nothing is going on. And if there's not, oh well, but hey, better safe than sorry. I mean, if you've ever had inappropriate stuff done to you, you don't want it done to anyone else. And it just kind of hurts you when you sit there and you're like, okay, well, let me see here. They're trying to cover it up instead of go after the person that they have credible evidence that, hey, something happened. I don't know why we're not proactive in this country. We finally got a president that's proactive. Like, okay, I'm putting Iran on notice. They're firing missiles. We're gonna fire back. You ain't got Obama in the White House. We have Putin in the White House. And when ISIS bombed Syria, what'd they do? They bombed right back when they attacked. They bombed right back. Paris. But yeah, I mean, we finally got someone that's going to do something if they set up a pipe bomb or something. Well, we can't really jump to conclusions. I'm sure ISIS is taking right. Shut up. The mic's hot. They're not supposed to know that ISIS is responsible. We don't know what happened. We can't jump to conclusions. We got to sit there and do an 8-year investigation. And by the time, because we can't, you know, these people are all nice. Yeah, you could have 99.9% of the Muslims that are great. All it takes is one with a bomb that kills 50 people. And all those 999 that didn't do anything to stop that one are useless. End of discussion. Moving on, folks. Sean Spicer actually weighed in on the fact that Nordstrom dropped Ivanka Trump's fashion line. If they can truly back it up and they can have actual, here's real data, and we're not joking, it's just not selling, We wish Ivanka Trump's line was selling, we'd buy, you know, but he really believes that it's just a political ploy. Well, we don't like Trump's view for the country, you know, bringing back jobs, making it cheaper to have you hire Americans.
She needs to open up her own store.
Yeah, that's what she, seriously, I mean, she needs to open up her own, like Gap or something like that. Seriously. I mean, I just know that you wouldn't be getting away with it if it was Trump. Of course you would. He's a Republican. If it was Bill Clinton, or if it was Jimmy Carter, or if it was any other, you know, Obama, you couldn't get away with that. They wouldn't allow that. How dare you go after her? I mean, Trump, they had his tie pulled from Macy's. I'm like, I got one. I love it. It has Donald Trump in the back. I love it. It's a great, it's a quality item. See, I'm one of those rare people that, okay, Bruce Springsteen's music, yes, I like it. Do I agree with him politically? Not at all. Not at all. Lord help us. He's embarrassed about America. Why? Because Trump wants to bring jobs back to this country? Because Trump wants to do something that every single other president in history has done, ban people from this country? I'm sorry if there's a credible threat risk. Sorry if there's credible threats. You know, I'm sorry that, and I feel bad for like some of Trump's family members that are going to get a lot of this brunt, because they're going to do crap to Trump's family that you would never have, they would never allow to. They'd never allow any of this to happen to Chelsea or Obama's kids or anyone else's. Nothing. But, oh, Trump, go for it. We got to railroad that SOB because, see, I've been in Congress for 30 years, and I've only got like $100 billion net worth. I need more money. He's gonna take away my livelihood. Yeah. It needs to go. We need to have term limits for congressmen and senators. Like I said, this was about like 2 years ago, and I think I said this recently. I forget what the bill was on. Glenn Beck did a whole thing on the hypocrisy of government, and they had like, they didn't say what the bill was. And it's like, House Bill 246189J. All in favor say aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. One person said aye, everyone else said nay, and they passed it because the senile guy that can't hear, can't see, hit the gavel, and he's like 90-some years old, and he's in Congress. We need to get rid of that. You need to have, okay, you can be in Congress and Senate as long as the president, and then new blood. Or if you're smart enough, you can vote them out. The ones that actually care, that actually follow what goes on. Well, guess who was on vacation in Israel? Chuck Norris, and he got to visit Benjamin Netanyahu, and it's just nice to see President Trump and people like Chuck Norris and stuff visiting Benjamin Netanyahu and talking to him. And it's amazing how many of these other nations, like Benjamin Netanyahu, is like, thank God we have America back to protect us from Iran. Thank God he has so many countries feel safer now that Trump is president. Gee. No, you don't. But guess what? We got to get rid of Trump. Wow. You want to get rid of Trump? Okay. These are other prime ministers from other nations that are like, thank God we have Trump in the White House. Thank God. He's not going to go to war, but if he has to, he will help protect us. And of course, any type of tax cuts that Trump does, of course, it's only going to benefit. Well, he just wants to have tax cuts for the rich. Well, you need to have tax cuts for the rich, but you need to get rid of these loopholes. Like Trump said in a debate, he goes, well, Hillary, you've been in the Senate and House and you've been in government for 30 years. If you didn't want me to do what I did to pay little to no taxes, why didn't you abolish those loopholes? Because you use the same loopholes I do. You don't want to get rid of all those things that keep you from paying taxes. Why don't we make a great law that the congressmen and senators have to follow the laws they pass, that there is no exemptions? I mean, I don't know if you heard the really bad news. This is really bad news. This is more bad news from Trump, because the CEO of Intel, Brian Krzanich, I think it's Kzanich, he is planning to invest $7 billion in an Arizona plant. No, that's just bad news. I mean, I don't want to have investing in this country. I don't want to bring jobs back to this country. I mean, we need to have tax breaks to have the jobs go over to China and Mexico. I mean, God forbid Hershey, Pennsylvania actually makes Hershey's candy bars. You know? God forbid you go to Candyland, they make candies. I don't know if there is a place called Candyland, but I mean, I don't get it. All I hear is all these companies saying, yeah, we're going to invest. We want to invest back here. Now that these tax breaks that we're going to get to bring our jobs back. You know, it's like those ships that come here from China with all this merchandise and then they leave. And they go back. And they're empty. And half of that stuff, I watched a thing on counterfeiting, and it's crazy. When these ships come back with legitimate cargo, sometimes there's half of those, it's all counterfeit. And it's like, okay, see this? Well, it looks like a normal shoe, but if you take off this fake sole, ugh. But they're not Uggs. They're made in China. They're fakes. Yeah, we busted like 15 crates of counterfeit stuff, but there's probably about 10,000 that will get by and counterfeit this and that. And so, you know, but he's doing things. He's getting people excited. You know, I guess I look at it like this. It's kind of a weird scenario. A lot of people consider Obama one of the greatest presidents. Okay, I see that. Whatever. I don't, but the percentage of people that believe the country was going in the wrong direction was 70%. In a CBS News, New York Times poll, Trump, on the other hand, has like 80% to 90% people who believe that he's going to do some amazing things. Okay, but his approval rating to start off is the lowest of any president. But his belief that his expectation that he's going to be great is high. I mean, you have it's just amazing how can he have such a lot of people saying he's so great if the belief that the country's going in the wrong direction is so high. I don't understand that one. But Intel is going to invest in a plant in Arizona for $7 billion. Think about that one. Oh yeah, by the way, if you are anti-Trump and not a supporter of Trump, if you have a computer or a phone, it probably has some thing in there made by Intel, so you're gonna have to surrender those, because how can you use a computer with Intel parts if that guy supports Trump and is gonna invest $7 billion in this country? It's kind of hypocritical, wouldn't you think? I think so. I think I need to start getting a group of people and go around and confiscating liberals' computers and stuff. But you know, I'm taking your computer. This has an Intel processor in it, and Intel supports Trump, and they're going to invest $5-7 billion in Arizona plant. So how can you have a computer with an Intel processor in it if you don't support Trump? It's just great news. But of course, there's, well, actually, what it's really going to do is he's going to spend $7 billion on a plant that's going to be all automated. No one's going to work there. There's going to be no jobs. But they'll find some way to BS, because the liberals can't say anything good about anything. I mean, you could sit there and win the lottery, and they'd be like, well, actually, you know, most people that win the lottery, they end up like, family feuds, they get divorced, they end up like killing each other, and before you know it, you know, one family member's left and the rest of the family's dead, and then the guy ends up committing suicide because he can't deal with it, and hey, they won the lottery, though. They'll try anything to say negative about no matter what it is. I don't think I'm going to see in 8 years them do anything to support Trump. No matter what it is, I mean, this country could fall into economic ruins and they would praise the Democrat. But we could be like the financial powerhouse. And guess what? Nope, can't do that. Nope, he sucks. I mean, we were downgraded in a credit rating under Obama and they still act like he's great. The credit rating didn't get restored. I don't get it, but maybe I'm not supposed to. Maybe it's not supposed to make sense. I'm going to get into this because this is kind of a big thing. If I was up to it, if I didn't feel like crap, I probably would have gone down to do this, but I need to get rest. I need to get better. It's a group called High Fellowship, and they were at a town hall meeting to push a medical marijuana bill for Indiana, and it gets to the Senate floor for the first time. But I don't know what it is, because what I'm understanding is it's like for extracts only. I don't know. I think it's going to be something like Pennsylvania where you can, like, it'd still be illegal to smoke. It's not recreational. All this is an extract form. And we'll have to wait and see, because there's veterans that talk and all this stuff. And on Wednesday, Senate Bill 15, which aims to allow cannabis extract use for patients with epilepsy, passed through the Senate committee. And is now going to the Senate floor for a vote. This is the first time a medical marijuana bill has gotten this far in an Indiana state house. But I don't know if it's only for epilepsy patients or if it's something where, I don't know if it's going to be something like where, okay, you're going to have to check off like all these medications, and if you've tried all these and nothing works, then you can use it. And since some medications work for me, I would never be able to have a chance. I don't know. It doesn't really say. All it says is it's for like epilepsy people. It doesn't say if only they can use it. It doesn't give any specifics of the bill. So I don't really know. And I don't know if it's something that like, hey, they're just trying to get something passed. And then maybe from there, okay, extend the bill to allow for. I mean, I got a disability placard. I mean, what the heck? Yeah, that might be what it is. Because I know, like, with the Pennsylvania one, you can't smoke it at all. It's only extracts, and it's so highly regulated. It's just, like, ridiculous. But at least they're trying to do something. And I know I've talked about them on the program, but I would have loved to have spoke. But I'm trying to get my butt better. But it's like, I'd be like, okay, well, you know who Irvin Rosenfeld is? Of course, probably not one person would know. Well, he's a guy that in 1982 won a court case, and he's been getting 300 marijuana rolled cigarettes every month from the federal government. So when Reagan said, just say no to pot, grass, weed, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, it's the most dangerous thing out there. You know, and he's getting 300 marijuana cigarettes from the federal government to use. Just saying. I think really, like, you're just trying to get their foot in the door, and we'll go from there. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can find more about the bill and what it entails. You know, because I think the one in Ohio was, it failed, but then what they had, it was so bad that it's like, you wouldn't want it, because only like a handful of people could actually grow it and take care of it, and it's like a monopoly. I mean, because, and go to Colorado, I've been there. Yeah, people that support it and people that don't, and there's no fighting, you know. It's one of those, hey, if you smoke cigarettes, great. If you don't, great. You smoke marijuana, that's great. If you use it, great. If you don't, you don't. As long as you're not hurting me, I don't care. It's like, oh, man, Ben Harper, you know. I love that song, you know. He's just, because he's like, you know, my choice is what I choose to do, and if it's caused no harm, it's all right with you. And vice versa. If you want to do something that doesn't affect me, I don't care. And that's where we're at. Well, you know, and at least we're getting, I think it's only a matter of time before some stuff really comes down, and they just, because supposedly there's a Republican, I think out of Virginia or somewhere, that's proposing a bill that would make marijuana a Schedule II drug, not a Schedule I, so doctors can't prescribe it. Not, and we'll have to see where that goes. And I guess I was reading an article where there's another Republican senator, I think, where he's put a bill in that he said in 2018, December 31st, no more Department of Education. Bye-bye, sayonara. We'll see if that goes anywhere. But, you know, God forbid we get the government out of our schools and telling us what we have to learn and what we have to do. I'm glad I went to school when I did, when there wasn't all this political BS. Well, see, this is a multicultural gathering. And what we're going to do is while we have these little refreshments, we're going to have people come up and talk about their different beliefs. Because as you know, not everyone around this time of year celebrates Christmas. And we have little Timmy over there. He's Baha'i. And we're going to have him talk about what he celebrates and what he does. And he's a Hare Krishna, you know. I'm glad I grew up when, okay, yeah, you had a Christmas party. Now you can't. You have Christmas on the school calendar, and I'm offended. Lord help us. I mean, like the Post says, you know, Pepsi and Coke can't even be in the same restaurant together, and you want world peace? I want to give a shout out to my good friend, Charles Haley. He was the first ever 5-time Super Bowl champion, not Tom Brady. I should give that guy a call and see how he's doing. Not that I know the guy, but just one of those things, you know. Know your history, folks. You know. Yeah, I know. All of them. Okay. It's just one of those things that happens. You know, but hey, that's just how we deal with things. You know, it's just one of those issues that comes down the line that you have to kind of say, wait a minute here, how are we going to do this? How is this going to happen? I don't know, folks. It's kind of like, I guess the point of what I was talking about, a lot of this show is there's so much going on in this world that I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. But hey, what do you know? What do you know, folks? It doesn't make sense. And I sit there and I think, like, I don't get it. I don't, maybe. I'm wrong. Maybe there's something wrong. I don't know. I've got about just under 11 minutes left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you all for tuning in so much. See, a lot of it's not making sense because they're panicking and they, okay, we gotta, okay, who wants to, yeah, here's money, protest. Here you go. They're panicking. They don't know what to do. Because they're seeing America fight back. They're seeing America say, hey, we want Trump. We want this. We want, you know. And I think it's coming to a head, folks. And I think we're gonna change. Because I think what the election showed is there are more people out there that support Trump than you realize. Well, they only had like 20 people at this pro-Trump rally. Well, how did he win the election? He had to have had a crap load of people vote for him. Yeah, because they're at work. They got jobs. So, we'll have to kind of wait and see what happens and kind of go from there. So I think the tide's turning in our favor, and I think we're starting to really, really, really get some change going on in this country, and it's something that really is needed. Get these little whiny brats out of there, and I think they're paying all these people. I think they're scared. I honestly do. And because you're waking up and people are seeing things. You know, like, okay, what do we do? They're not watching the media. They're not doing this, you know? And the majority of people are calling out the protesters and the people burning stuff as retards. Like, idiot, hello. But, hey, I'm glad you can join me. Wow. I want to get into a little bit of some English Premier League and stuff. And oh, wow. Yeah, because of the Munich air disaster, they have a bunch of, like, Sky Sport is what, like, the Premier League is on in England, and it's, like, the main supporter of it. And I was watching them when I was taking it easy today, watching some documentaries on Georgie Best and, wow, just seeing some of those old players, you know, and for Bobby Charlton and seeing the old black and whites. And if you remember, if any of you seen the movie Hoosiers, the basketball, like, they use it kind of look like that, all brown, all solid, and it's what they use for a football, and just those old black and white films. It's just like, wow. I'm just a fondness for a lot of those old like films and different things from back in the day, and to see, you know, those old videos of, you know, and just to see someone like Sir Bobby Charlton and, like, Georgie Best and, like, well, Bobby Charlton, he was, like, amazing with both feet. it didn't matter. He was like almost like ambidextrous with his feet. He was just as good with his right hand and his left hand, or his right foot and his left foot. You know, you can't use your hands in football, but like in saying, he could use his body equally, the left side or the right side. And it's just neat watching those kind of documentaries and see what's going on. And but we have a good chance. I mean, Hull City coming up to this weekend. Hull City is going to have to beat Arsenal, of course, and Tottenham is going to have to beat Liverpool for us to be able to move up, or if they at least go level, then we can tie. But, you know, we take on Watford, which I think will be a pretty easy test for us, you know. So I think we can gain some ground, I hope. But, you know, if Arsenal wins and Liverpool wins, then we really have to get 3 points to stay 1 point behind. And, you know, I think Everton's going to have a pretty easy shot with Middlesbrough. And it's going to, I think one of the great games is going to be Crystal Palace and Stoke City, because they're kind of evenly matched. You know, in Southampton and Sunderland, and you got West Bromwich and West Ham United, the Wolves. I think it's going to be, Saturday is going to be some great games. So, I'm excited. So, I'm excited for Saturday. It's going to be some good action. That's really what I'm, because those are the games that are really going to affect us moving up. Because I think, I mean, Jose Mourinho said that basically getting us into the Champions, like if we can get the FA Cup and get into the Champions League and get into the top four, that's going to be pretty crucial. And I think that's going to be a deemed a pretty good success. You know, I mean, Chelsea, I don't think, is going to have a problem beating Burnley. And Leicester City and Swansea is going to be a good game, but it's not going to affect us because they're near the relegation zone, both of them. But it's, I think, and I've said this, and I think Mourinho is right. I think if we can get into the Champions League, which I'm pretty sure we will, and we can get an FA Cup out of it, I think it'll be a pretty good season. I mean, Chelsea's like the Liverpool of the Leicester City of last year. Like, they seem like, I don't know how anyone can stop them, so. It's just, I think it's going to be, as the season starts to slowly wind down, we got like 3 months left, but as it slowly starts to wind down and gets to the middle of the season now and starts to go towards the end, I think people are going to step up their game, and they got to. I mean, I hope they keep Schweinsteiger and get him playing. I just still in shock that, you know, Marlon Fellaini actually scored a goal. So it's going to be interesting to see how these play out. And if he, because he likes, I know Jose Mourinho is a huge fan of Marlon Fellaini. I'm like, well, I would be too if you can show me that he's doing something. You know, if he ain't being productive on the pitch, you know, we need to get someone in there. We need to get Paul Scholes, and who do we need to get in there? You know, I just kind of look at it like the Bugsby Babes. You know, when they had that Munich crash, a lot of people just gave up. Okay, well, we're just going to write off Manchester United. They're basically done. Now, who would have thought that in 10 years' time they would come back to have won the well, in England football in 1966, they won the World Cup. The team was just amazing. They won an FA Cup. They won the European Cup in 67. I want to say, don't quote me now, I'm 90% sure it's 67. If my United history serves me correctly, but they were just amazing. And they came back. You know, they fought. That's okay. We're not just going to sit on our butts. We're going to do something. How can I be on the pitch when every time I want to pass the ball, there's going to be no Tommy Taylor, no Duncan Edwards? Well, there's the pitch. If you want to join the team, you're more than welcome to be back on the team. And, you know, Sir Bobby Charlton came back. And just wonder if that plane crash wouldn't have happened, how much more successful he could have been. Because he started out with, like, a whole new crop of people. But then you wonder, with Duncan Edwards and, like, Tommy Taylor being as great as they were, would they have kept him from having some of those goals? And they would have gotten some, and you never know. You just take what God gives you and go with it, you know. And Obama was our Munich air disaster, and we're saying, no, we're done with that. Okay, yeah, the plane crashed. We lost people. We're going to turn this thing around. We're gonna do stuff. And it's nice to see a hungry America that wants to do that. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you're tuning in to, and keep your prayers with me, and hope that I can knock this thing in the bud, and hopefully tomorrow I feel great. Amen, amen to that. I got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks, and just remember, America is about you, you know? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. When you see a vet, welcome them home. Let them know you care. Least you can do. Thank you so much for all you listeners out there that actually do something. And just, I'm not just going to sit here on my laurels. I'm going to try to do something. I'm going to try to make America great. I'm going to try to do something. Because it's not, I'm not with her. I'm with America. Well, I am with her. I'm with Lady Liberty. Yeah, I will be putting up a post about next week, because I might not be doing them, because it's going to be like Valentine's Day and my birthday, so, and my wife has stuff planned, so I probably won't be doing one Valentine's Day for sure. I more than likely won't be, but maybe my birthday. I probably won't either, so I'll let you know. I might have to take a week off just so I can spend some time with my family. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Till next time, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.